Zan Rice in Rosrata can give us the latest on the aftermath of the NATO bombing that killed 12 rebels. Zan, what have you been hearing?
Well, pretty much that. NATO, at about 5 o'clock yesterday, there was a group of about 15 rebels gathered in the desert near the port who were providing defenses against Gaddafi's forces. And they were sort of just hanging around next to a small building near the salt factory at about 5 in the afternoon when out of the sky came bombs. They say it was NATO. Well, the survivors say it was NATO. It was a bomb unlike anything else they'd heard before, and the damage was also extreme. I mean, they had 3 vehicles which were completely destroyed and 12 of the 15 dead straight away.
The New York Times is reporting that rebels were initially reluctant to confirm this because they didn't want to prevent more airstrikes. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yes, I think so. I mean, they were pretty keen to kind of play it down and also barring journalist access to the site. And I mean, it was very interesting. One of the chaps who survived, a 20-year-old guy called Ahmed Swazi, who I've just visited in hospital, I asked him how he felt about NATO now, and straight away he just said, we forgive them. We know it was a mistake, and we want them to keep on hitting Gaddafi's forces. I mean, he said the day before, NATO had struck a lot of Gaddafi's vehicles and heavy weapons in the vicinity, and they were all very, very happy because of that. You know, it had stopped an attack on the port. So there is very much that sentiment. They don't want to kind of risk any scale back in operations.
We were talking earlier today about how quiet, relatively quiet it had been, and the rebels were claiming all sorts of advances. So where exactly does this attack sort of fit in? Where did it take place?
No, this was on the far side of the port, which is about 15 kilometers out of town. And about 2 days ago, after Gaddafi's forces were ejected from the city center, it seems they tried to make a sort of roundabout attack around the eastern side of Misrata to try and take the port, which is the lifeline for the city. That was unsuccessful. They sent missiles in and then NATO attacked them from the air. So, you know, as far as Misrata as a city goes, certainly as the main part of the city, this has no real bearing on it. This was really outside the city.
How much of a blow do you think this is going to be to morale of the rebels?
I'm not sure it'll be too much of a blow to the rebels in terms of morale. I think it'll probably make them a little more cautious. I mean, what this chap was saying is they had marked their vehicles in a certain way from the top. They'd been instructed to do that, apparently on orders from NATO, so their vehicles could be identified, and that obviously didn't work in this case. So there'll probably be some rethinking there. But in the greater scheme of things, I think it's small losses in comparison to the overall picture, and I think they'll just keep going.
Is it likely to be exploited by the regime?
I think they probably will try. I mean, this isn't the first time it happened. It also happened in the east a couple of weeks ago. A similar type of situation. I think the rebels had taken over a tank, one of Gaddafi's tanks that was then hit by NATO. And it was quite a big story at the time, and then it just sort of faded away and everything carried on, and I think that's perhaps what will happen in this case as well. Just one other thing, I was in the western side of the city, well actually outside, about 15 kilometers on the road to Tripoli today, there's a area called Zawiya al-Majub, and that's kind of where the new front line is there, and there is still some quite heavy fighting going on as the rebels are pushing Gaddafi's forces back along that road towards Tripoli. It's sort of the satellite city of Misrata, and that seems to be where some of the main action is now.
Just give us a bit more detail about the survivor. What's his name?
His name is... sorry, just give me one second, yeah? So I open my notebook. His name is Ahmed Swazi. And he's 20 years old, and he was in a college preparing to study engineering. And he was telling me that, you know, out of the 15 men had been together for about 2 months. They'd been mainly based along the coastal highway, and they'd only been relocated to this area in the last few days to provide defenses against Gaddafi's forces. He said they were all aged between about 20 and 40, And from all walks of life, fishermen, teachers, engineers, students, yeah.
Okay, Zan. Thanks very much.
Okay, good. Thanks, Matt. Cheers. Bye.